You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Good morning, Friday is back. The weekend is here, and so is Arun Jaitley, giving up on his blog ministry and back as the finance minister, who will be attending the security meeting on the Pulwama terror attack on what can only be called a terrible Thursday in Jammu and Kashmir. While Arnab blames Congress, Navika and Rahul Shivshankar blames the Kashmiri politics and instill anger and feeling of revenge, let us stop for a moment and at least inquire if somewhere there has been a failure, not just in intelligence but also politically, that a class 11th pass student from Kashmir joins a terror outfit based out of Pakistan and drives into the convoy of more than 2,000 CRPF jawans with a Scorpio loaded with explosive and goes and rams into a bus carrying about 55 jawans, killing at least 44. It's the worst attack since 2001 Legislative Assembly bombing. But how did it ever come to this? It is 15th February 2019. At least the governor of J&K had the temerity to accept some failure at our end, admitting that security forces failed to act on intelligence inputs. The J&K police had shared an intelligence input uploaded on a private Twitter account 2 days ago with all security agencies in which JEM, that is Jaish-e-Mohammed, had threatened to carry out a suicide attack. Keeping aside the shit show that has been created in Kashmir in the last 4 years with a totally failed Kashmir policy of Narendra Modi, even when you look at India's efforts to ban Masood Azhar, founder and leader of the UN-designated terror group Jaish-e-Mohammed, India's efforts to ban him under UN sanctions has been consistently thwarted by China, which has protected the interests of its ally Pakistan. But in all of 2018, India did not push the Azhar case in the UN at all. After the Wuhan summit between Narendra Modi and Xi Jinping, India has been treading softly where China is concerned, going the extra distance to not disturb the fragile peace with Beijing. This was taken to mean that contentious issues like Masood Azhar were not flagged by India at the UN. The general policy between Wuhan was that India or US or UK could raise the Azhar issue in the 1267 committee to keep the pressure on China and to expose its support to a terror leader. For now, rather than mongering for a war or some such hasty decision, we will have to wait and watch what the action plan from here will be. And back to political news, where Delhi's ruling Aam Aadmi Party on Thursday said it was unfortunate that there was no clarity in the Supreme Court's split verdict on who controls services in the National Capital Territory and that Delhiites will continue to suffer. While Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, terming the judgment to be against constitution and democracy, said the AAP dispensation will seek legal remedies, but in a jolt to the AAP dispensation, the Supreme Court yesterday delivered a split verdict on the contentious issue of control of services in the National Capital Territory in the tussle between the Delhi government and the centre and referred the matter to a larger bench. Quote, "How will the government function if officers do not obey ministers? The solution to the problem lies with the people of Delhi. They should give all the 7 Lok Sabha seats in Delhi to the AAP. We will force the government at the centre to give full statehood to Delhi," unquote, is what Arvind Kejriwal said. Sheila Dixit, three-time Chief Minister of Delhi, urged Arvind Kejriwal that fighting is not the solution and he, like her, has to find ways to make it work and stop crying. And while we are on Kejriwal and Sheila Dixit, day after the Aam Aadmi Party organized opposition rally at Jantar Mantar in the national capital, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee yesterday claimed that the AAP is keen on alliance with Congress in Delhi. Well, earlier in the day, Kejriwal said the Congress had more or less declined to have an alliance in Delhi. And Congress may want to keep it that way, but they should know that in a three-party fight, the winner will be BJP. And while we are on the topic of recovering from the dead, doctors declared the father of Rajendra Kumar Mishra, who is the Bhopal Additional Director General of Police Selection and Recruitment, dead last month. But the son has not given up hope. The 1987 batch officer has recruited an elderly Ayurveda practitioner to revive his 84-year-old father, K. Mishra, who was declared clinically dead on the 14th of January. Hospital sources said he had suffered malfunctioning of the kidneys, lungs and heart, following which a death certificate was issued. Now, sources at the police officer's house, though, claim that because of Ayurveda, they have witnessed several positive developments, including healthy changes to the skin and even involuntary eye movements on the 84-year-old father of the IPS officer. The doctors in Bhopal, though, however, refused to believe reports of the miraculous traditional treatment. On before we head to international news, acute shortage of pilots along with NOTAMs or notice to airmen at some airports forced IndiGo to cancel around 130 flights for today. The cancelled flights account for almost 10% of the airline's operations. The budget carrier has been cancelling flights since last Saturday after rain and hailstorm hit the Delhi NCR region last week. And on to international news, where British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered another humiliating Brexit defeat at the hands of her own Eurosceptic MPs yesterday, with just weeks to go until Britain officially leaves the EU. In the symbolic vote, MPs voted 303 to 258 against a government motion endorsing its next moves in trying to secure a new withdrawal deal with the European Union. And from Britain, we head to the other shit show called America. First up, Trump is now officially obese, having gained 4 pounds, but he remains in good health. Physically, of course. Mental is another thing altogether. But the news is, US President Donald Trump will sign a spending bill averting a government shutdown, but will also issue an emergency declaration to fund his controversial border wall. Declaring such an emergency, although a rare step, would free Trump to seek to redirect federal funds from elsewhere to help pay for a wall along the US-Mexico border. Senior Democrats have responded by accusing him of committing a gross abuse of power and a lawless act. Talking about lawless acts, police in Canada are investigating a chilling theft in Newfoundland community after the disappearance of 30,000 liters of valuable iceberg water. Thieves are believed to have covertly pilfered the water from a storage facility in the coastal town of Port Union last week. The water was intended for vodka production, according to the police. Iceberg water is valued for its purity and used in premium spirits, cosmetic products, and even sold as luxury bottled water, with cases of the bottles often selling for hundreds of dollars. And the last bit of news for this week is about the social experiment we don't suggest for you. A member of the Slovenian parliament has stepped down after stealing a sandwich from a shop in Ljubljana, where he says he was ignored by staff. Darji Krajcik told local media he was annoyed at being treated like air and decided to test the supermarket security by walking out. The theft went unnoticed, but the ruling Marian Saric List, the LMS party member, insisted he later returned to pay. Mr. Krajcik has apologized, saying he regretted his social experiment. That is all I have for you for this week. Please pay for your sandwiches and pray for the sanity of nation and our political leaders. We will be back on Monday. Until then, take care. Goodbye from takeapart.in.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.